Ryan Papawanu joins us. Ryan, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ryan, your organization's been pretty dominant there the last few years, and same with the Saints, so maybe not a surprise to many people that you guys will face off in the AJHL final. Of course, coming off a four-game sweep over the Camrose Kodiaks, tell me what you're liking about your team right now. What has you firing on all cylinders?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I think right now our attention to detail, our urgency defensively is a big difference. Throughout the year, we've been a good offensive team, but since the playoffs have started, we've seen just a jump in that level of urgency without the puck. And, I mean, obviously, it's made our team a heck of a lot better. And, you know, all that aside, we've let in 6 goals in 8 games, and that's a credit to our goaltender, who's been tremendous.
Well, I was going to ask you, you guys haven't lost a game in the playoffs. You're 8-0, and you've only given up 6. I'm kind of like, man, what does a coach find in video to say, guys, I think we need to improve on this?
There's still enough to find. I mean, we still pick through it all, and we're trying to keep our guys on an even keel right now. Obviously, we've got the toughest test coming up here with Spruce Grove, and we've spent enough time going over video from last year's series, from Spruce Grove this year, from our team, and trying to keep our guys, you know, just under wraps and make sure they know how tough of a series this is going to be.
So when you look back on last year's series and then you look at this year's Saints team, how different, if any, are they from last year till now?
Honestly, they're not a whole lot different. I think they've got 16 players that were a part of that team last year, and you know, they've added some real nice pieces along the way, and we're very cognizant of what kind of team they are, how good they are, their puck movement, their speed, and we know the challenge for us is extreme.
So now your team, as mentioned, only allowed 6 goals in 8 games. You've scored a lot of goals as well, though, but are you a defense-first mentality, or is it you're a team that's a puck possession team, and the reason you don't give up a lot is because you don't play a lot of defense?
Yeah, we try and be that way. We like to have the puck. We like to make plays. I think most of our game is based on possession with entry and different things like that, and I think that's one of the reasons we haven't given up a lot of playoff goals. And then the other side, like I had said before, our goaltending's been tremendous in the playoffs, and just that overall urgency defensively. And throughout the regular season, I would say we're probably more known as an offensive team, but, I guess a great defense starts with offense.
Now, you've played Spruce Grove a few times this season. Now, I know that what happens in October isn't necessarily reflective of what's going to happen now in April, but, you saw him at that showcase very early in the season, got spanked 7-1, and then lost a 2-1 game in October. How different is your team now compared to that team you faced off against Spruce Grove in October?
Yeah, quite a bit. I think that 7-1 loss was probably the lowest point of our season so far. Just the fact that it was at the showcase with everybody there and, a lot of our players playing for scholarships and people watching. And we had a bad night, bad outcome. And, moving forward, we had the 2-1 loss in the shootout in Spruce Grove. And then we got them back in our building for a 6-1 win on our side in early December, which we felt like that game resembled more of the team that we have now. But we also know they had 3 pretty key guys out of their lineup that night. So we're not putting too much stock into what happened, in the season series. We know what kind of team they are and how big of a challenge this really is.
Ryan Papawanu, the head coach of the Brooks Bandits, joins us. They are in Spruce Grove, game 1 of the AJHL final on Saturday night. It will be a packed house. Both buildings will be rocking for the postseason. When you look at the Saints, are you a big line-matching guy, if possible, in the postseason, or do you just feel you want to rotate your guys?
You know what? The last series, we got an opportunity to let our guys kind of roll, and we feel like the one thing we've been able to do this year is create a ton of depth up front. Camrose was real worried about certain matchups and changes, and we just told our guys that we need accountability throughout the lineup. It doesn't matter who's on the ice for the other team, and if we have the opportunity, we'll make some changes in terms of a defensive zone faceoff, but we're pretty happy with all our lines, and we think they can all play against anybody.
Now, Derek Lortemeyer, who's already committed to go to NCAA, he's got 18 points in 8 playoff games, 4 goals, 14 helpers. He's clearly your guy, not only 5-on-5, but especially on the power play, leading the playoffs with 5 power play assists. He seems to be the guy that your power play goes through. What does he do so well?
He does a little bit of everything well. He's a big kid. He's probably 6'3 and 215. Moves well for his size, has a little bit of an offensive knack to his game, and he just plays it the right way. He's strong, he uses his size, and he's got some real good line mates, 5-on-5. And then obviously he's got a nice unit on the power play that he works with. And, you know, he's also our captain. He's a kid that's been here for a couple of years, and I think he really remembers how last season ended on home ice with a loss at Spruce Grove, and we're kind of thinking he's one of the main guys that's going to transfer those feelings over to our group this year and hopefully write that series from last year.
Now, he's committed to go to Vermont. He's a 20-year-old player. Was he one of those just kind of late-developing players who has just gotten better and better and better?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we got him as a 19-year-old out of the North American Hockey League, and he was a big kid who was on a team that kind of played a dump-and-chase style, and, they looked at him as a third, fourth-line, bang-and-crash kind of kid, and we just saw more to his game than that, and we encouraged him a lot last year to play with the puck and to make plays and look to the offense. And he had a good season last year, and then he came back this year, and he's had a great season, which has helped him get to Vermont. And a bit of a late developer, I think, kind of needed to get to the right spot where somebody allowed him to play some offense and not just be a big guy that banged and crashed.
Yeah, well, when you're 6'3", 210 pounds, some people can think maybe that's all you can do. But if you add skill to that frame, it's endless opportunities. And, a lot of coaches, sometimes they look at a player and they say, okay, that's what everybody sees him at. I see the same thing. Sometimes it takes courage for a coach to say, you know what, we're going to allow the player to be something more than what everybody else has. Where does that come from? Where did you learn that as a coach to not necessarily just put guys in a pigeonhole and expect them to play a certain way?
Yeah, I think we're not afraid to take some risks. We've got a guy that's on our back end, Jesse Baird, who started with us as a 17-year-old forward. Started his 18-year-old year. We talked to him about maybe converting to be a defenseman, and now he's in his second full season as a D. He's a pretty key guy for us on the back end, and it was a similar thing. We just saw his tools and the way he played up front and felt like he might have some more assets as a defenseman. So we tried it. It worked out. It's been great for our team. It's been great for him individually. And I just think we're willing to try some of those things out and see if they pan out.
And one last one for you. When you've known Spruce Grove, obviously you guys have a reputation going against each other in the postseason. They have 16 guys. How many players do you have from last year heading into this series? And is that an easier way to motivate guys?
Yeah, I think we've got 9 guys with us from last year's team. And we've talked a lot this week about, certain things only apply to half our team that went through last year's series against them. But, we're showing some video from last year's series. We're showing the winning goal on our ice that Spruce Grove scored. And we think that that's something just to help motivate our guys, watch another team raise a trophy on our ice and just kind of get that feeling through our whole group that that's something we want to make sure doesn't happen this year. And I think we've got some real good leadership that's going to push us forward and hopefully have a better outcome.